Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got a fun hour lined up for you. We're going to get into a bunch of great topics, but it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. You know what that means, everybody. It's time for our Pet of the Week with the Southland County Humane Society. Denise is with us right now. That music will never get old.
Won't, I agree. Good morning.
We appreciate you being with us, Denise. We want to send a big thank you to our friends at Milltown Coffee Shop. A big thank you to them sponsoring this segment, giving us a chance to talk about one of our favorite groups of people over there at the Humane Society. And our favorite place is nonprofits, all of the above. We love what you guys do over there and appreciate the time, Denise.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into our Pet of the Week and some other fun things going on over there, I had a quick story I wanted to tell you in the audience about. A Michigan woman whose cat disappeared back in 2022 was reunited with her beloved pet when he turned up 3 years later outside of Mickey D's.
Just randomly.
Yep, it happens.
Just randomly.
That's amazing.
Ella Bennett said Buddy, her indoor-outdoor cat, failed to come home one day in 2022, mm-hmm. and they were able to connect again because of a microchip.
See? It does. It works.
Mm-hmm. There's so many stories, and I know that there's a lot of these out there, but I'm going to continue to tell these stories whenever I get a chance, just to remind everybody how important these things are and how much, I don't know, how good those stories feel.
They feel really good, and the owners will, like, talk to you and say, there's no way. There's just no way that cat can still be around or dog, I shouldn't mm-hmm. specify cat, but yeah, mm-hmm. and they're astonished mm-hmm. that the microchip found its way back to them and very happy.
Mm-hmm. How is the construction and everything going on over there?
Excellent. It is about 98% done. We have one room to be finished at, and then our ductwork and the heating air conditioning needs to be tuned. Other than that, we are done.
Nice.
Yep. Wonderful to hear.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is. It's really
excellent.
We're very thrilled. And they're paving the parking lot next week. So ooh. If you're coming, beware of that and find other parking on our grounds.
That's going to be really worth it, though.
Yep, it will be.
Not only, certainly, just over there in that particular area with the way the ground is and stuff. And Seth and I did a remote out there a couple of years ago mm-hmm. and everything. And I love the area. That is something that is going to help, though, just transportation-wise and stuff. And
absolutely. It's been messy and dirty. And for people with limited mobility, it's been tough going over that gravel and the incline. So we apologize, and soon it will be better.
Yeah, that's great. Great. And everybody is understood,
yes.
certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially once the Humane Society first moved into those digs.
Right.
It was just a perfect place, I feel like. And with some of these additions that have gone on, it's only making it all the better over there.
Absolutely. And we have great neighbors. We cannot thank them enough for their patience and working with us to make sure it's safe for everybody.
Nice.
There's something about whether you're leaving or coming into town that way, and that being one of the first things you see,
yeah.
that especially that big old dog on that roof and everything. I don't know. I can't speak for anybody else, but I look forward to it every time I see it.
Yep. We have people ask every day, that dog is going up. We just haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I'll get there.
That's great.
Shout out to our friends at Altman Construction and the good work they're doing over there. We appreciate them. We should, I apologize to the audience, we actually should have broken right into the CBS News with this, everybody. Kitten season is upon us.
It is, yep. We wanted it to stay away for a little bit longer, but it is upon us. And we want to make sure everybody knows what to do if you find a mama and kittens. If they are safe, let them be. If you find kittens without the mom, let them be and monitor to make sure the mom's coming back. And if they're not safe, call our on-call number and we will direct you on what to do.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. That number, everybody, that on-call number is 715-423-0505.
That's our landline.
No, that's your regular
landline.
Number.
Yep.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
Sorry.
715-421-8701. That's
dispatch, Wood County. You can call them. Okay. Our on-call number is 496-7231.
I'm sorry.
You can call any, no, you can call any of those numbers and we will direct you. Please do not bring the cats to the shelter. We, as much as possible, we want them to stay out of our facility because if they're young, you never know what kind of germs and bacteria they'd be exposed to at the shelter. So call us first, please.
In my head, I thought it'd be a fun way to mention all the phone numbers.
But
I don't know. It was more confusing than
that's
I think it was
all the numbers we need.
But SWCHS.com, the Southwick County Humane Society website. You can find all those numbers. We'll get that out there again. But before we wrap up, Denise, who is our pet of the week?
We're going with Thomas this week. Thomas is a 7-year-old shepherd mix. He is all black, very long fur. He's a big boy. He's not chunky, but he's long and tall and very calm compared to most shepherds. He's just beautiful. And if it's the whole I'm a black animal thing that he gets overlooked and all the other ones are jumping up and down, he's very calm and he's easy to walk. He is an escape artist, and we think maybe that's why he has jumped fences. He has escaped. Yes, he realizes he is big and he can jump, but he's so calm, good with kids, good with other dogs. So if you are a shepherd person, come and see him.
I'm a big German shepherd fan. Love those dogs.
Me too.
And one of the things that I've always noticed, especially and I don't know if this is the stats on this or anything, but I feel like you see a number of them show up in shelters, especially older.
Right.
But you talk about an animal that almost from no matter what the age, once they hit a certain age, they have that momentum, that energy whole lives. Even older German shepherds and everything still have a great energy to them. They're just a fun breed.
They are, and they're so smart and so family loyal. Yeah. They're amazing animals. And you're right. They keep their energy their entire life.
Yeah, they're really wonderful dogs. Yeah. And just a quick note on, and I again, one of these things that are little soapbox things to me.
Right.
The idea of not adopting an animal because of its fur. No matter what, whatever that fur is. Now, we all have preferences. We all have things we like. But I think if you've ever been to a shelter, you may go into it and like, well, I love a calico coat or I love a gray coat.
Right.
And then you meet an animal that is brown and white and you fall in love.
Yep.
Like, I hope that people would not have any of these things holding them back. I don't begrudge people their superstitions or anything like that. But just understanding that there is no logic to that and all you're doing is hurting an animal.
Right.
By not adopting a black cat or one of these.
Absolutely.
For my money, I have worked with and been around a lot of animals with all black fur, and all my bad luck is my own. It's not fair to blame them for my own bad luck.
Same for me. I agree.
Any of that. They're just animals, you know? I can't. It's one of the more silly things we have done in society of like, oh, I can't adopt that cat, even though I love this cat.
Right.
It's all black, so I can't adopt
them.
What are we talking about?
Silly.
Plus, you're all set for Halloween. You know?
Right.
I mean, start black dog. Dog or black cat. You're all set for Halloween,
Absolutely.
So you're all good.
Absolutely.
And Thomas looks like such a sweet dog.
He is. He's just gentle and calm and smart. You can see he's thinking about everything. And he's a good working dog. Good German Shepherd.
Older dogs, similar, you know, older dogs, older cats, but specifically older dogs too, like Thomas, who was 7. When I say they're broken in, I think of that more not about house training, but more almost like a horse.
Right.
In the sense of they kind of understand human beings.
Absolutely.
They've broken in human beings. Is more of what it is.
Yes.
And they roll with that. They go with it really good. They're such good additions to the family.
They are. And Thomas is just the epitome of a family dog.
Nice.
Yeah.
Denise, if people would like to find out more about Thomas or any of these amazing animals over there, send them to the website, the Facebook page. I think the best way to get hold of me, guys.
Absolutely. Give us a call or just stop down. We can arrange a meet and greet or at least an adoption conversation to see what if he would fit your needs.
You can email the gang over at the Humane Society through office@swchs.com. Give them a call at their main line, 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. Or stop by at 3621 64th Street North here in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, that website is swchs.com. And be sure to follow them on social media. Keep up to date on all the cool things they're doing. And one more time, Denise, if you wouldn't mind, as far as it being kitten season and if people come across kittens, what to do?
Let them be. It's warmer outside. There's no danger of them freezing. freezing at night. Mm. If they are in an unsafe situation and you feel like you need to take them, make sure you take the mom and all the kittens, and then call our on-call number 496-7231, and we will direct you on what to do.
You are the best. Say hi to all those amazing animals over there and your great team, okay?
Thank you. You guys are the best, too. Appreciate it.
We'll be talking with Denise again next week in this time slot. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to every Thursday hanging out with our South Hook County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. Big thank you to Milltown Coffee Shop for sponsoring the segment. We appreciate them. Buy local, support local, everybody. Seth and I will be back with entertainment news on mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. We're going to talk about entertainment. We got to talk about the hardest working man in show business.
That's right.
James Brown has been gone a long time, and he's still the hardest working man in show business.
Somehow he worked that out. I don't know.
We appreciate you joining us, and a big appreciation to Denise and our friends at the South Hook County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week, talking about
indeed.
Thomas. And shout out to Milltown Coffee, of course, sponsoring that segment. Let's get into some entertainment news, Seth. And does anybody out there remember Star Search?
Star Search, yes. Yes, I do. Vaguely.
Ed McMahon, is that the one he hosted?
Yes, Ed McMahon was the host, yep.
It was basically the original America's Got Talent. It ran from 1983 to 1995, and there was a brief revival back in the early aughts.
Yep.
And now Netflix is bringing it back.
Oh, dear.
At their upfront presentation yesterday, they announced that their new version will air live. They didn't say when, though, and who will be involved. They also announced a new movie called Here Comes the Flood. It's a heist thriller starring Denzel Washington and Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
I am all in. You had me at heist with Denzel.
Right.
And then there's Fight for 84, a movie based on the real-life story of the plane crash that killed U.S. Olympic boxing team in 1980. Jamie Foxx will play the coach brought in to rebuild the team in the 84 games.
Okay.
One of the greater stories in Olympic history, that story. And Jamie Foxx has got a nice contract with Netflix right now that has been working out really well for him. Not only because of the movie he just did with Cameron Diaz that did well and some of that and everything. He's just had a hard time health-wise, and doing this, he doesn't really have to audition for these roles.
Right.
You know, these are kind of, and that's working, helping him out really a lot right now. Again, there is no 401k for actors.
Right.
This is what you do. You want to be able to retire or have money for your kids when you're gone. You're doing Netflix. Yep. You're doing these movies.
Right.
Now, if you can do good work, that goes so much farther.
Right.
And Netflix here and there does that.
Yes.
Now, they don't do a ton of it, but I think they do it here and there.
Honestly, I don't think they care making good stuff.
No.
Sometimes it just happens by accident.
They fall into it.
Yes, yes, they do. I honestly, Netflix has run its course in a lot of ways. My family just stopped. You know, we just canceled our subscription, partially because it costs way too much now, and partially because we never watch it. There's hardly anything on Netflix anymore that I'm even interested in.
Ran into the same thing with my parents, that we're talking about it. Now, we had two different subscriptions at one time.
Oh,
we
geez.
Were both paying, which was just ridiculous.
Wow.
So we fixed that, and then we realized, hey, wait a minute, there's nothing we're really into here.
No.
Like, there's nothing really pulling us to this channel or anything.
And you touched on it a little bit earlier. You know, we're talking about streaming and stuff, and I think that's happening more now. Remember the cutting the cord? Now what? You know, that kind of thing. Maybe you just keep one or two that you really use, that kind of thing. You know, so we're going to still have some streaming services that we use more often than not. So we'll probably keep those. But other than that,
Well, and cable needs to figure out the right a la carte way to do this.
Yes,
because the package thing isn't working really.
Yep.
Where hey, you can get the sports package. Hey, you can get the kids package.
Which is why people went away from it in the first place. They hated having to pay for ESPN, $7 or whatever, when they broke it down for each station, when they never watched ESPN. Why would they do it? So I think that is probably more what's going to be happening, is like, a la carte. I want this, and this, and that's it.
If you get the basic package where it's your basic three, your local ABC, NBC, CBS channels, Fox, and all that.
Yep.
And then you can go ahead and for $1.99 or $2 or whatever, $5, whatever it ends up being, more likely $5.
Yeah.
You can have the ESPN package,
yep,
or this, or you know, something, and be very specific about
very
it.
Very specific.
I understand that's crazy, and there are a billion channels. That's the world we're in, man.
Yeah,
that's how people want it now. They don't want to just be able to pick a buffet. They want a buffet.
They want it, yeah.
But they want it like a buffet. It isn't if you go to the buffet and you can have the Italian section or the
like
Chinese,
the entire section,
the Asian section, yeah, or something, right, like that, or you know, something along these
not
lines.
Not interested, right? Yeah, no, we don't want that.
And look, this isn't always the case. I think this is another thing that has changed over time. The customer is not always right. I know that is a very unpopular thing to say.
Businesses, yes.
I don't think in every scenario anymore the customer is always right, because customers have gotten insane. and I refuse to say that when somebody is flipping out yelling at a clerk about gas prices.
Right.
You know, like that's not, the customer is not right in that situation.
Right.
But in this one, the customer is darn right, and you should have listened to him from the beginning.
Yes.
Imagine how strong cable would be had they tried to not do the whole package thing and been much more specific about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand if you're sitting there and you're like, okay, you got to go online and fill and literally click all the channels you want. Big deal.
Right.
It's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's what you wanted.
Yeah.
And you could still have the package deals on the side.
Right.
So the person that doesn't want to do, this isn't rocket science. If you and I just off the top of our heads are coming up with this, I can't imagine that.
Yeah. We didn't have a planning meeting for this.
Yeah. All these other companies couldn't do that.
No. And you know, throwing it out there, the networks, you know, like you're saying, boy, what a golden opportunity for them to start experimenting. Right? Throw stuff out there. You know, Peacock's kind of been doing that. NBC's kind of been doing that with Peacock, and they've gotten some real winners.
In two different ways, the biggest and the smallest ratings networks are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
ABC is the biggest dog in town, and they have been for a long time. Mm-hmm. So they can take chances with shows,
yep,
and they can let shows stay a second season, mm-hmm, because they can take the hit.
Grow an audience, right?
NBC is doing this in a more of a desperation way,
yep,
but it's working out with This Is Us and some of the other hits that they've had in recent years.
The one that nature stuff that they've been doing.
God,
just amazing stuff. America's. Yeah.
Bridgerton, The Four Seasons, and The Diplomat will also be returning on Netflix. Taking a look at HBO Max, or are we? Is it Max? What is it?
What is it? Are they changing it again? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We can all agree that it was a really silly idea for HBO to change their name from HBO Max to just Max, right?
Stupid.
Well, yep. Warner Brothers finally caught up, because they announced at a press event yesterday that they are going back to HBO Max. They actually trolled themselves with several memes featuring scenes from Friends, Game of Thrones, and Euphoria. And so I do like that they made fun of themselves a little bit about this.
Owned it a little bit, right?
And that's kind of HBO.
Yeah,
I know they got new ownership.
They've always been a little different. HBO's been a little different, right? Yeah.
I've said for a long time, if I could only, and this would be the whole archive, not just what they currently have, but the whole archive.
Right.
I think HBO might be, if I could only have one channel, I think HBO might be it.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Through their history, they've done some really good stuff, yeah.
As for programming announcements, Warner Brothers unveiled a new trailer for James Gunn's Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it, man. I hope that's good. They got me on this one. I'm not a Superman guy,
no,
but this one got me. The guy playing Superman is so good.
Mm.
I think he might be the best yet since Christopher Reeve.
Yeah. There was a really cool quote from James Gunn, and it just shows me that he understands Superman. Basically, he said he's like a big dumb doofus. You know, he's the nicest guy you will ever meet. He said something very important. He's like, that's why he will never kill anybody.
Right. Right.
Because it's Superman.
Right.
Okay. He understands the character. And I get it. You know, Man of Steel, that kind of thing. And there was a controversy. You know, Superman killed him. You know, that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. Superman doesn't kill people.
Yeah.
For me. And I think that's important that he leaned into that when he was making this movie. And I think that's why one of the reasons it will be a success, because of that.
I think whether we're talking him or Batman, I think mm-hmm. that especially in 2025 and going forward,
yep.
that's an important line to keep in there. If anything, I think even you can make an argument it's more difficult creatively.
100%.
Any superhero can go around knocking out people or killing people or whatever.
Yeah, we have the boys. We know, what this is like, right?
To have that line in the sand, actually. Think mm-hmm. that makes those characters stand out more.
It does.
And it just, I don't know. I don't know if it's a hit. I don't even know what a hit is. I know what I like, and I know what I think looks good. And this, the money, the actors that they cast.
They did a lot of...
they're throwing a billion characters at you in this movie, too.
And I was looking at the cast list. Not a lot of big names.
No.
Just people, up-and-comers, you know, that kind of thing, which I think is another smart thing to do.
And James Gunn's brother.
He's in everything James Gunn does.
And I like it. Very similar to Ron Howard and stuff with his brother.
Sean Gunn is actually a very good actor.
I'm okay with that 100% because these guys are good.
Yes,
they're talented actors. Yes. The new Game of Thrones series, A Knight of Seven Kingdoms, has been pushed back to 2026.
Whatever.
That's exactly how I would think most Game of Thrones fans feel.
Yeah, whatever.
You lost the momentum, man.
You did.
You really lost the momentum. Same thing with what they're trying to do with the Talking Dead or The Walking Dead stuff.
I would watch. The Talking Dead.
Yeah, man. It's just a bunch of zombies sitting around.
One of them says, hands. What? What's wrong with this guy?
What was the old journalist show on? It was on like Sunday mornings at like 7 a.m. The McConaughey Files or whatever.
The McLaughlin Group. Yes, on PBS.
The McLaughlin Group. What was zombies? Just that.
Bird.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
But no, The Walking Dead. Yeah, Max. Yawn. Yeah.
Amazon Prime has also got some new stuff. Now we are Seth and I again, as I mentioned earlier. The next time we get together and have our entertainment segment, we'll put some time in on the other network shows and the new stuff they are bringing out. But just wrapping up with Amazon Prime, they held an upfront presentation yesterday for the second time, highlighted some new stuff coming out. Mm-hmm. A lot of this was going on in the last couple of days because we're getting into summer, and that's where a lot of these things are going to be filmed.
That's true.
This is the time of year when most TV shows that you enjoy throughout the fall are being done.
Yes.
Michael B. Jordan is producing a Creed spinoff called Delphi. It'll be about young boxers at Creed's Delphi Boxing Academy.
Okay.
There will be a barbershop series. It'll follow Jermaine Fowler, who hopes to follow in his grandpa's footsteps at a barbershop, Calvin's Barbershop in Chicago.
Based on the barbershop movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
As these two both have potential. I don't know. I'm not running to go see them, but they have some potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I just admit, I am a sucker for this next one. I don't know if it's going to be good or not, but I can't wait. A first look at Nicolas Cage suited up for the live-action Spider-Noir series is unveiled. He's a version of Spider-Man who's a private investigator in 1930s New York.
Yes, that one looks like fun. That one really looks like fun.
This is so wild to me that his voice acting in the role in the Spider-Man in the Universe thing.
The Spider-Verse, the multiverse thing,
it was so popular that it led to a live-action version of it.
Which is really cool. I love that.
That is.
Yeah.
And again, talking about taking chances and everything, I have a hard time believing that won't be successful. I'm not saying it's the biggest thing in the world, but that's not
Spider-Man, Yeah, well, that's pretty popular.
It has a little success.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Yep.
WWE's The Miz will host a reboot of the competition series American Gladiators. I'm sorry, but that's kind of interesting. I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but I find it interesting they're bringing that back.
Gladiators.
That has
late night
moment,
Saturday
man.
Night, man. Yep. I remember watching it like sleepover parties. We'd stay up and watch American Gladiators kind of thing. Good old Larry Zonka.
Larry Zonka.
One of the hosts, yes.
I watch that all the time. And, was anybody else like where you would get frustrated? Like, you did, come on.
Yeah, right.
You had to know you had no chance there. Yes. Why'd you go?
The people they had there were these giant human beings. I mean, come on. That's great. How are you going to beat them?
It's former football players just standing out there just begging to hit somebody.
Man, I don't know. I remember the Blaze, one of the women, man. She was just huge. I mean, she was massive.
Michelle Pfeiffer is a mom who feels underappreciated during the holidays in a movie, Oh, What Fun. Comes out December 3rd. Stars Chloe Grace Moretz, Eva Longoria, and Dennis Leary. That might be good. That might be all right. Arnold Schwarzenegger showed up to talk about his holiday movie, The Man with the Bag. He went a little too long, so Jamie Lee Curtis came to the rescue, which was kind of a neat little moment. Those two reuniting.
Yeah, that's. I see what they're doing there,
Mr. Beast is around doing something. I don't care. Fallout Season 2 is coming back in December. I'm very excited about that.
Okay, I didn't even check out the first one, so I might check that out.
I didn't play the game, but I love the movie. Walton Goggins is in it, and that's what
that helps. That helps.
Great cast. Great writing. That's what kept me watching was that. And there's a documentary on the NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Owens in the works, plus a docuseries, The Home Team, New York Jets, about six players and their partners. I don't know. And for you country fans, the Academy of Country Music Awards will continue to stream on Prime through 2028.
Interesting. Yeah. Nothing that I'm really jumping out at, but yeah.
No, not really.
At least for me personally, anyway.
I hear you. Yeah, no, nothing really jumping out there, yeah. I don't think. So again, the ABC schedule and some of those things we'll get into, you know, next week.
Yep.
We'll talk about those. Fox, they got a big schedule coming out as well.
All right.
But all of this pales in comparison to the WFHR newsletter.
Which is what you really want and need. Mm-hmm. And hey, you know what? It's free. You don't have to pay anything for it at all.
No, none of
not
this.
Not a dime.
None of this. You're checking your bank account and you're like, I'm still subscribed to that? Yes. I'm still paying for that? I haven't even watched Netflix in ages. Why am I still paying for
right.
that? You'll never have that with the WFHR newsletter.
No. And it's all local news. I mean, this is stuff we're not talking about, you know, world-ending, world-shaking things here. Well, at least we hope we're not. Mm. But we got all the local stuff that you want to hear or read about, I should say.
Great articles just waiting for you there.
Yes.
Not only from our great civic media brothers and sisters like Terry Barr and Brittany Merlot.
Brittany Merlot, yeah.
Jimmy Koskis put some stuff on there as
some
well.
Good sports stuff there, yeah.
But all your local favorites around here, Melissa and Chuck and Laura and Beth have put interactions mm-hmm. in there. Michael Comer has been doing some great writing, great reporting on there that I'm not, and none of this stuff I'm seeing anywhere else.
No, and it's nowhere else. we've cornered the market on this.
It really
sadly, has. We've cornered the market on this.
You can even just glance at the newsletter and you're going to see nothing but topics and headlines that you are not seeing anywhere else because mm-hmm. nobody is covering this area like we are.
No.
And this isn't me bragging. This isn't me looking for a pat on the back. This is proud.
This is, and it's a fact. It's an absolute fact.
Yeah, 100% fact. Mm-hmm. I can take this up against anybody. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give me a call. Hit me up. And mm-hmm. I'll love to debate you on that one. I wouldn't even mind being wrong.
Right.
Because that would mean that there is actual some more local reporting going on around here. But
yep.
there are maybe two or three people out there doing anything. And let alone there's nobody doing what we are.
That's right.
Go ahead and sign up and see what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Go to WFHR.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It just takes a couple of seconds. And at noon today, you will have the evidence of all of this right in your email
yep.
box.
Hot, fresh, ready to go.
Yeah, right off the press. We will be back after our news, sports, and partner break, and we'll be having some fun here coming up on Mornings at WFHR. One of the greater opening licks you'll ever hear. You're going to put some Steely Dan in the bumpers. This is all anybody's ever going to hear now. This is our bumper music from now on, everybody.
He's got a favorite, yep.
We hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate that. We're going to get in some fun stuff here before we wrap up. I thought this would be a good one, Seth. An interesting one also.
Okay.
And I want audience participation on this, everybody. 715-424-2600. Call up. Join the conversation with us. You can go ahead and text us through the Civic Media app if that's easier as well.
Yeah.
Someone on social media asked, what's something you tried once and immediately knew it wasn't for you? I know that there might be some examples you're mm-hmm. thinking of, but I think that this is one of those ones that once we get talking is when you're really going to think of, oh, this is, you know, some
right.
of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to bungee jump to know that's not me. That's not for me. That ain't
yes.
my thing. I know right away. And the first thing on this list, I actually agree with. And I don't know
okay.
if that's ever happened before to me. But I think maybe my number one thing that I've tried and mm-hmm. I didn't really enjoy was gambling.
Okay.
Gambling
oh, wow.
is the number one thing on this list. Quote, went to the casino with friends for a weekend, lost several hundred dollars in about an hour, and never played a bet again.
No. Man, that's a great way of of curing people of wanting to gamble anymore.
I really don't have any like desire or inklings mm-hmm. or anything like that. Regardless of whether we're talking about scratch-off tickets or going to a casino,
mm-hmm.
I can't have over repeating a mantra in my head over and over again that house always wins.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It just stops me from even thinking about these things.
Yes.
Like, and even in my dreams, I don't do this stuff. Like, I have no interest.
I had a coworker about many, many years ago. He said he would go to the casino, and he's like, yeah, but I know where I always win, the buffet. So I always go there.
That being said, whether it's this gambling or anything else that we're talking about today, teach their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't judge anybody on any of this stuff.
Right.
It's just not for them, because I think the next thing on the list, I'm in the exact opposite about.
Oh.
Running.
Oh, yes.
Quote, if you ever see me running, then you should too.
That's the joke that I always used to make. The only time I'm running, if someone's chasing me with a knife, right? Yeah.
Now, I love running. I take any excuse there is to run. I love it. But I get that not everybody likes it. I get that it's not a thing. You know? Being a morning person, I can wake up early if I have to, but I'll never be happy about it. I could see that.
Have to be happy about it. Just, you know, be chill about it, okay? You know, just take your time, wake up, and then get ready to go.
It's been working for me.
Yeah, that's well. Hey, you know, you learn how to do it.
Going on 10 years here doing this. Yes. Yeah. Scuba diving.
Ooh, that one I can see, yeah. Mm.
I feel like that one is one of those ones that's on the... Like, I've always wanted to try it. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do it. And I think I will one day. But I don't know that I'll like it. Right. I just want to try. Yes. I just want to give it a shot and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a good one, I think.
Yep.
Hot yoga.
Oh, God.
So many people... Too much body smells and body things. Yeah.
And that's got to be because, like, what? You're literally supposed to be sweating, right? That's the whole reason they make it hot kind of thing. So I'm sure for many people, it'd be like, nope.
You got to know what you're walking into.
That's part of it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here is an interesting one, and one that I think is more going to be interesting right now. Here's hoping that it becomes less interesting going forward. Dating someone with opposite political beliefs.
Oh, okay.
Quote, nothing wrong with the person. It's just unnecessary conflict when we're ideally incapable.
Yeah. It's
ideologically incomparable.
Yeah, right. So
ski.
Nice. That would make it difficult. It really would. Now, I don't say you have to be like completely in agreement with everything. That would actually kind of be boring. But if you're like diametrically opposed, that would be hard.
Yeah,
that would be extremely hard because you wouldn't either. You would be into arguments all the time, or you would not talk about it at all.
I think one of the maybe the most famous and or at least one of the most famous examples of this is James Carville and Mary Matlin.
Yeah,
that's right. Who are very, very opposite politically, mm-hmm. but have been together for like 30, 40 years.
Yeah, they've been married for a very long time.
And seem to have a really great relationship and that. And that stands out because they're it. Like anytime this subject comes up, that's the only example anybody has.
Yes, that's
like,
right.
It's the one. Like it's the go-to example for this. I'm a big believer that politics is important. You should be up to date on it, know about it, but it shouldn't ruin your day.
That's a great way of putting it, yeah.
Or maybe it shouldn't be allowed to.
Yeah.
It darn sure shouldn't ruin a good relationship. If you got everything hitting on all cylinders, mm-hmm. and the only thing that you're not seeing eye to eye on is in politics, for one, it probably ain't going to work. You're probably right.
It's going to be hard.
But I also find that to be a shame.
Yeah.
I also think that's I don't like that. I get it, but I also don't. I don't like that politics has that kind of power over the heart.
I honestly think you'd probably have a harder time if you had like really divergent like religious beliefs. I think that one would be a lot harder than just political beliefs.
I would think the same thing, except for the family I was born into, with my father being Catholic and my mother being Jewish.
Right.
This has never been an issue for them. Now, they have had more arguments about plenty of other things. They've argued.
Right.
But not about that. I think 99 times out of 10, you're right, though. It's an outlier.
Well, and it depends on how engaged they are in said faith. I mean, that has something to do with it, too.
Yeah.
So.
Next up on list of things that people tried and then didn't need to do again, giving birth. Quote, I did it twice. The brain plays the candy corn trick on you, making you forget how bad delivering a baby is until you do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Never heard candy corn trick, but that's not bad. That's not bad. Seth and I obviously have no idea what we're talking about.
No, not at all.
Giving birth, so I will just take this person's,
a little different side on this one because after the second one, and, you know, maybe Beth had, you know, said in the past that she maybe wanted more than two. To which I said, the last pregnancy you had, nope.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for you, dear. No.
hot tubs. It feels like a gigantic soup pot for humans. You know, I would think good. I would think that if you come from the day and era of cauldrons, you know, that you see a hot tub and you're like, oh, we should have been doing this the whole time. This is so much easier. There's so much more room. I would think, you know, if you were a cauldron salesperson,
right,
that's a really tough bit. Like, wonder, you don't want to have your business next to a hot tub place.
Maybe it's the idea of having so many people in it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do it like, but just yourself or like your significant other or something. That'd be cool. But you get a whole bunch of people in there. Yeah.
The problem for every person that has ever bought a hot tub, I believe, and I don't know what I'm talking about because I've never even looked at a hot tub and I've only been in one like once or twice. But I believe that the problem for every person is they're envisioning that, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Seth. Mm-hmm. Just them or their significant other in the hot tub. Just, and that's not
that's
what
it. Yep.
90% of that hot tub's use is not going to be that.
No.
And you are going to be seeing parts of your friends and neighbors that you're
maybe you don't want plan to. On maybe you didn't want to.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't tell you about that in the brochure for the hot tub. Yeah, and it has jets that go at this speed, and it does this and this and this, and you're going to be seeing a lot of neighbor skin.
Yes.
Like, hold up, wait a minute. I don't know if I signed up for that. Skiing.
Oh, that's a good one for me. I think I'm on that one. Yeah.
Quote: I'm not risking my life on that bunny hill again. We're not even talking about like on the, you know, the expert level or anything.
Okay, I have cross country skied in my life. I have downhill skied in my life, and I did downhill skiing once. Mm-hmm. And that there you go. I'm totally in that boat. If I want to go skiing, cross country is good enough for me.
Drinking a Bloody Mary.
Huh?
Quote: It tasted like a spicy fluid lasagna. you know what?
Well, maybe you like, you know, liquid lasagna. So maybe that's something you enjoy.
Some people that's their go-to is having
it's
one of those.
It's true. Oh goodness.
But that is definitely an acquired thing. Like most of your signature drinks,
right.
You know, they're pretty I think that this is very different though here in Wisconsin. And I know other states do similar things, but nobody does this like Wisconsin does, where there is a bar somewhere in Wisconsin that I guarantee you order a Bloody Mary and an actual lasagna will be on top of it.
Yes. A whole lasagna.
You could probably buy one with a watermelon on top. Yeah, like right. A whole watermelon uncut. Like, we have gone insane with what we're putting on top of Bloody Marys and everything. And I have no problem with
it. It's becoming the side to the garnish is becoming the main dish.
It may actually be like, what are these smarter like advertising things that I think that like people have done?
Yes.
Like, where you could take a drink that's been around for decades and they're making it kind of fun and different now.
Come drink our Bloody Marys. Comes now with a full T-bone steak.
Yes.
And right on top.
And we mean the whole cow.
Yeah.
The whole cow. Here you go. Here's the handy. You just take the
different
cow with you.
Different cuts of meat.
Yep. You go ahead. That's our... I want to see a bar.
You know those little swords they have? We have a full-size sword.
Come to Crazy Joe's Bar and Grill. Our Bloody Marys come with a refrigerator. A whole refrigerator on top of the Bloody Mary. Come on down, everybody. We're going out of business. We will be right back. Wrap up the show. Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. Seth and James wrapping up the show. Thanks so much for joining us. Big thank you to all you listeners out there. Brittany Marlowe joining us earlier. Denise from the Southwick County Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends at Milltown Coffee.
Yeah.
All y'all, we appreciate you.
We do.
We're going to get into our schedule and some good stories of the day, but we're going to kick off with a good story because tomorrow we're giving away brewer tickets, everybody.
It's another... Oh, that's right. Friday. I forgot. We're doing that again.
Every Friday, all summer long, we're doing this, baby.
Brewer tickets.
Brewer tickets. We'll be highlighting specific games that you can win tickets to just by texting us a keyword.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Be listening for that word.
You'll be entered to win that way. And we're... Listen, folks. These are nice seats. We're talking club level. Mm-hmm. We're talking right up there towards the railing. I mean, I've been to a couple of games with these seats. Oh, man. Good stuff.
It's a four-pack of Brewers tickets happening every Friday this summer right here at Civic Media Stations.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Be listening up and down the dial for any Civic Media station that is on right currently in your market.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a keyword for you to text to us.
Yep.
I encourage you to do that. Just a little tease for tomorrow's game will be the game against Baltimore coming up on May 21st.
Okay. Make your plans.
That's a good one.
Make your plans
That's
now.
That's a good
yeah.
one right there, actually. Be listening for that tomorrow, mm-hmm. everybody. We're looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. Wanted to get into a couple of other... Oh, and I certainly wanted to mention as well our newsletter one more time. Sign up for the WFHR newsletter.
Yep.
You are about an hour away from getting a new edition in your email box. Mm-hmm. Sign on up, everybody. And thank you so much to everybody who already has. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Wanted to get into our schedule as well here, Seth.
Yep.
And we've got something to kick things off right there.
Yeah, we've got coming up today, of course, it is the, let's see, oh, it's the third Thursday of the month. And that means our good friend Pete Revelle and his group Four on the Floor will be performing today from 2 to 4 at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center on 8th Street South. Not only are they fantastic musicians with lots of great music, we got Pete Revelle and this great story. I mean, nothing. What a storyteller that guy is, man. If he even if he never played another note, he's still a very entertaining human being.
One of the better storytellers in this state.
Yes,
he's in the state.
He's so good. So he'll sprinkle a few of those in there as well. It is completely free, but of course those musicians need to eat too. So you might want to donate a buck or two for the enjoyment you get out of it. That's at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center today from 2 to 4.
Our friends at Focus have their neighborhood meals available. Meals are served on Thursday, 4:30 to 5:45. Dining room opens at 4:15. Seating and all that will take place then. Enter through the pantry doors with a small waiting area for your convenience. If you have questions or would like to spread the word about this or help out, volunteer possibly, 715-422-1980, 422-1980. A big thank you to our friends at Focus and Sparhawk Trucking, offering their building up and so many other great things. We appreciate. Got some great concerts going on in the area, everybody. Keep that in mind. Want to let you know that our friends over in Nakusa tomorrow will at 6:30 have Alexander Middle School in Nakusa High School rocking with their Choir Pops concert.
Nice.
I'll be at 6:30 tomorrow over again at the Nakusa High School auditorium. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Enjoy. Buy local, support local. That includes the arts, everybody. We encourage you to do that.
Yes, we do.
And we've got a couple of other things going on in the area, drives going on, if you will.
Yes.
Our great friends at the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties, Terry Johns will be in with us tomorrow, co-hosting the morning show, getting you ready for your weekend.
Yes,
with
he is.
Me.
By the way, you're welcome, Terry. I'm just going to leave it at that. Yes. You're welcome.
You're going to be very thankful to Seth. You're going to really enjoy what he did. And you'll find out tomorrow, everybody. They've got a really cool thing going on, Mother's Day through Father's Day, a diaper drive. Drop off at the United Way offices at 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can drop off new and unopened diapers for all sizes, wipes and diaper rash paste and creams. Especially any of you parents out there, you know what they need. You don't need to go through the list. You know what they could use.
You know what they need.
And you know that they can never have enough of whatever it is.
Nope.
So by doing this, you're not only putting into your community, you're literally investing in the future.
Yes.
You're literally helping out with not only that, but so many good people out there that are just, you know, could use a hand.
Could use a helping hand, yes.
Appreciate you. Everybody was
now, if you could go and actually change the diapers, I mean, that'd be above and beyond. But you don't have to do that. Just give the diapers.
Yeah. Terry has been trying to get me to volunteer for that for a while. And I don't know.
Oh, boy.
She's pretty convincing. Yeah. We'll see. Seth did have one other drive we're talking
about. That we have been involved with, Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue. Of course, we are looking for blankets, towels, dog and cat food, treats, toys, kennels and crates, garden hoses, cleaning supplies, anything else that you have laying around that maybe you don't have the animal anymore and you've got it just sitting there and you want to help out some other animals. Bring them on down here. You can also bring them to Quality Foods at both West Grand and on Baker Drive. You can bring them to People State Bank in Stevens Point, Family Natural Foods in town here, Aligned Health Chiropractic in Plover, also in Plover, Mission Coffee House, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Bow Wow Meow and in town here as well. And From the Ground Up Coffee, they will also be accepting any one of these items if you have them through May 31st. That is the deadline for that.
Thank you so much again to everybody who's already dropped off. For this. We really appreciate that. We'll be doing this to the end of the month.
That's right.
And one more time, I want to remind everybody that volunteers are needed to help place flags in our local cemeteries this Saturday, May 17th. Please meet at the Forest Hill Mausoleum here in Rapids at 10 a.m. sharp and give a hand if you can. Big thank you to Tom, our friend, let us know about this and everything. Get on over there if you can, everybody. Appreciate it.
It helps them a lot.
And spread the word about our shows. We know our lineup has changed a little bit, but we are still here doing some great reporting, great work, and a big part of that, I think, is the Rapids Report.
Yes.
We'll be having a couple of great guests in with us today. UW Extension's Janelle Weir is going to be in with us. God, I love talking to Janelle.
That's always a great conversation.
Always learn and enjoy her conversations. We'll be hanging out with her today. And then we'll also hang out and visit Rome. Jillian Alekna is going to be in with us.
What's happening in the Rome-Nakusa area? Very good. good.
The pod will drop at 2 every Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Again, spread the word about it, and you can download the podcast or just, you know, grab the URL and share it on your social media.
Easy.
Really do appreciate everybody doing that. The popularity of that show is humbling.
Yeah, it's really popping right now. So,
and that's not me so much saying that as our guests and so many mm-hmm. of the people that that's have right. joined us over the years. Really do appreciate this community supporting that show. Thank yep. you, everybody. Again, new episodes downloading Monday through Friday, every day at 2. Taking a quick look at some good stories around the world. An update on this one, I wanted a kind of follow-up story. A cop in New York named Jared Desvazlo saved a dog from the East River in March, and now she's got a forever home. The NYPD announced that after 6 weeks, no one came forward to claim the dog, so Jared adopted her.
Oh, how sweet.
He's got two young kids, so of course they took a lot of convincing.
sure they did. Hey, the words were out of my, hey, you want to adopt a dog? Yeah!
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great story. And a perfect one for today.
Very good.
The Humane Society mm-hmm. in there. And in related news, two police officers in New Jersey showed up just in time to save a drowning dog from a backyard pool on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Turned out the pit bull had gotten loose earlier in the day, and the owner didn't know where it was. Mm. He went to the police station that night and thanked both police officers in person.
Very nice.
That's class.
That's classy.
Could have sent an email, could have sent a card or yep. whatever, blah, blah, blah.
So shake their hand. Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And I am a genuine believer in karma, Seth. And I think here's another great example. Someone at a convenience store in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, found a $100 bill on the counter and could have kept it, but they told the cashier to hang on to it in case the person who left it came back. Then minutes later, they bought a lottery ticket and immediately won $1 million.
Oh, my God. Well, sometimes you get rewarded for your good deeds immediately.
They told lottery officials their philosophy is if you take something that's not yours, you will never get your own.
Oh, interesting. Kind of what you, yeah, it's a little karma thing going on there, right?
What you put
into the universe?
I understand that there's no necessary logic or scientific proof or stats or facts I could bring up.
But not really.
I feel like if you think about it, 10 times out of 10, man, karma always catches up. Mm-hmm. And karma is always there. And I, you know, for the good and the bad of it and everything.
That's what it's all about.
That's a wonderful example of that. And I did want to take a moment to highlight an Irish soccer star who famously powered through throwing skills, broke the Guinness World Record for the farthest distance throwing a soccer ball.
Oh my gosh.
Megan Campbell, a 31-year-old woman from London City Lioness based in Kent, threw a distance of 123 feet and 2 inches. Soccer ball. 123 Whoa. Feet.
That is impressive. That is impressive.
I almost feel like you could insert, like, instead of soccer ball, anything. Mm-hmm. And that's impressive. I don't care. A snowball, a golf ball. Like 123
seriously.
Feet, let alone a soccer ball being able to do that.
Those are so unwieldy to throw because they're not designed for it. Yeah.
I don't know where else you can use that skill set, though. I don't know how many things. It's got to be tough. There's got to be, you know.
My laptop. Throw it as far as you can for me.
There you go. Great show today, Seth.
Thank you, too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.